I appreciate your prayers tonight. Do have a little thought in my heart. The Lord has given me, and it's weighing a little bit heavy on my heart. So my desire tonight is that I can present this in a way that it was presented to me, and I ask for your prayers that He will help me to do that. I've written on the board, missed opportunities and no regrets. I remember hearing a minister once say that we needed to be familiar with our message or our thought enough to have a title. And that's something that I've kind of struggled with a little bit, is coming up with the title. And then, so for this particular thought, I was back and forth on these two things, and I couldn't get my mind wrapped around one, so I decided to label it both. So we'll title it both. Missed opportunities, no regrets. I guess it at some point in everyone's life, you're going to have regrets. I understand, and I know the Lord understands that we live life and we learn from our mistakes. That's how we make progress. We look back on times in our life that we know we could have done something different. And we can regret those times. We miss opportunities in life to do something the right way, just because we are human and that's who we are. But that's how we make progress in life. That's how we get better at things. That's how we learn how to do better. The burden tonight is not that we can live life from here on out and never have no more regrets and no more missed opportunities. Because I feel like as we live life and we learn, we will continue to have some regrets and there will continue to be missed opportunities. But the burden tonight is that from this point forward, from this point tonight, where I find myself tonight in my spiritual walk with the Lord, that I will take advantage with what God has to offer me in my spiritual life. Because I know and I realize that there are things that He has that's tailored just for me, that's given just for me, that things that He wants to give, to help, to encourage. And the burden tonight is that from this point forward, wherever I find myself in my spiritual walk with Him, that I can live my life going forward, that I won't have to look back on my spiritual life and see that there was something I missed that the Lord wanted to give me, or that if there was something He wanted to give me and I didn't take advantage of that, and now I regret that because now I find myself in a worse situation. So that is, please don't misunderstand that I'm going to be speaking about going through life and a perfect life, and we can't accomplish that. But that we can go forward with our spiritual life and be able to look back and knowing that we did everything with the Lord's help to take advantage of the opportunities and the things that He wanted to do for us and to give us. There are so many things that the Lord wants to do for us. And I don't want to have to look back on my life and know that I left something on the table, or that there was something there that I could have been a part of, or that I could have taken that maybe would have helped me, or that would have been an encouragement to me. Because what I thought that has really been on my mind, and I think I may have mentioned it last Sunday, we serve a God, and I mentioned it to the young people this morning in Sunday school, we serve a God that has made himself so available to us. We have served a God that has promised to love, that has promised to help, that has promised to give us whatever it is that we need. We serve a God that has promised to be our everything, to be my everything. And whatever that means, I want to live my life, and I hope we want to live our life in such a way that we can get a hold of whatever that is. I'd like to look at a scripture in Isaiah 55. 55, starting at verse 1. And we'll read down through about verse 6. Have here just a few passages we'll read where the prophet is foretelling what opportunities that were going to be available in the kingdom of God, in God's kingdom. And he's exhorting to those who he's speaking to take advantage of these opportunities. Something is coming. Something wonderful is coming. There is going to be something wonderful to take advantage of. And he's talking to those around him and trying to describe and let them know. So Isaiah 55, starting at verse 1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader, a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Looking at this first verse. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money. Now this is prophecy, this is a foretelling, but you could go to Scripture and see where Jesus spoke words, where these things were fulfilled. And Matthew, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. You see, this is one of those things. This is something that the Lord wants to give his people. This is a place where no matter where a soul finds themselves in life, when a soul gets thirsty, when a soul gets hungry, and they thirst after something, the Lord says, if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. Another verse in John, whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give, they shall never thirst. I'm trying to quote that. Come, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Without money and without price. There are things that the Lord wants to give us, that he wants us to take advantage of. And being he is a God of love and a God of mercy, these are one of the things mentioned here that he is offering. And the best part about it, it's free. He doesn't want anything for it. He's saying, here I am, this is what I have to offer. All you have to do is reach out, take a part of, get a hold of, take advantage of this opportunity. Verse 3, incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. Hear, and your soul shall live. I looked up that verse in John 10 and 10. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Just thinking of what the Lord is to us and what He wants to give us and the opportunities that He wants us to take advantage of. In verse 6, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. You know, we don't have to look very far to find people in trouble. People with real problems. People with some real skeletons in their closet. And I remember hearing a message once, and the thought was that every soul is seeking for something. Every soul is, no matter if you have a spiritual relationship or whether it's you're a proclaimed atheist, but every soul on the face of the earth is drawn to something. And we look around and we see people in trouble, and we see people living in just messes. People can get themselves in so many messes. And this verse says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. I'm so glad and I'm so thankful that we know that we here know where to seek and where to look. And I feel like there are so many people that don't know. Thank the Lord that we do. If only they did know. What opportunities would they have? How many times do we have an opportunity to seek the Lord for something in my life? If the rough places that I go through in my life, and I'm instructed to seek the Lord, but how many times, I'll speak for myself, how many times do I look in another direction and I look for something else to feel? I'm hungering. People hunger and thirst after something. There's hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. People are going to hunger and thirst. And there's plenty out there. The world has plenty of things to offer that will fill you up temporarily. There are plenty of things out there. Lord, help us. I'm thankful tonight. Lord, help us with our thoughts. I'm thankful that we serve a Lord that can be found anytime we need Him, anywhere we need Him. And we know that. We know we serve that kind of a God. But knowing that and seizing that opportunity, I feel like they're two different things. I'll tell a little story, and Again, I reference myself, and I apologize for referencing myself so much. I feel like I do, but I feel like we live life and we learn from our mistakes. I'll tell you the story, and I really do kind of have to hang my head in a little bit of shame. There was something I was seeking from the Lord, and I knew something was coming up that I needed something from Him, and I needed an answer. And it was early in the week, and just in waking up in the morning and my beginning thoughts of the day, my mind went to that thing, and I quickly brought it before the Lord, and just reminded Him that this was coming up, and just kind of went on about my day. Next day comes, and in my mind and in my thoughts, I thought, you know what? Now could be a good time to maybe come before the Lord with this. I mean, the deadline is quickly approaching. Now might would be a good time to bring it up. But then, immediately following those thoughts, I have a lot to do. I've got a lot on my plate. I've got to be here. I've got to be there. And that thought was fleeting. It left. And so I carried on. And that tended to be the pattern for the next several days. And I come down to the day before. It was crunch time. And I thought, wow, I've got to go before the Lord right now. I've got to get a hold of something. I've got to seek Him. I need to get this from Him. But in my mind, I was kind of embarrassed. And we shouldn't be embarrassed to go before the Lord. But in my mind, I was a little embarrassed. I was a little ashamed. Because I knew that as soon as I knelt down and started pouring my heart out to the Lord, the thoughts were going to come back to my memory of earlier in the week when I had an opportunity and I disregarded that opportunity. I kind of put that opportunity to the side and I moved on with what I had to do. And I knew that as soon as I knelt down that those things were going to come before me in my thoughts. But I knelt down and poured my heart out to the Lord anyway. And sure enough, He was faithful to bring those thoughts back to me. And I asked the Lord, I said, I told Him what was on my heart. I said, Lord, it's crunch time. I said, I need this worked out. I need this. And all those times that it happened in the beginning of the week, when I had thought, now might be a good time, maybe I could take out a few minutes now, and I disregarded those all started flashing before my head, in my mind. And I thought, Lord, how can I kneel and pray here and ask in the day before or 2 days before in one little section of time for You to give me this when I had all week to take advantage of what You wanted to give me? And again, I thank the Lord for being faithful. I thank the Lord that we can come to Him no matter what situation we find ourselves in. No matter what place we find, no matter what place that we find ourselves in. But I think back on that and I think, what did I miss out on? What did I miss out on by disregarding those little thoughts that popped in my head? When the Lord was, I believe with all my heart that it was Him that triggered that thought in the week, saying, look, now's the time that I'm available. Now would be a good time. And I thought, Lord, and the Lord was faithful. The Lord has always been faithful to bless. But what opportunities were missed? by disregarding that specific time that the Lord wanted me to take for Him. So I looked at that as a missed opportunity. And I of course regretted that time. So that's my burden tonight, is that the Lord has promised to visit, to give, and He will be faithful to do that. But that we take advantages, that we take advantage of the time. Not that it's not a situation that when it's convenient for me, that I can come to the Lord and ask the Lord, "Lord, I need this and I need this now." You know, I may have, if it's something that's on our heart that we're praying to the Lord about, and I'm asking for answers, those might have been the time that the Lord would have given the answers. We may have missed out on answers. We may have missed out on, you know, whatever it is. Lord, help us to take advantage of those opportunities when the Lord does stop by and want us to take the time out in order to receive what He has to give us. I'd like to look at a few scriptures in Luke. Kind of same thought, just kind of taking a little bit different direction with it. Luke chapter 2, starting with the first verse. Birth of Jesus right here in the Christmas story. Tell you what, we won't read the first few verses there. This is the story where Mary and Joseph, the decree went out from Caesar and they had to go to Bethlehem to pay their taxes. So they went to Bethlehem. We'll just pick up in verse 6. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, I know this is a little different reading this Christmas story and maybe wondering where the thought is here. I've read this story many, many times and heard it. And my focus right here is because there was no room for them in the inn. And many times I've read this and in my mind we just continue on with the story. And we start reading about the manger and the wise men and whatever. But I'd like to stop right there where in our thoughts where there was no room for them in the inn. Now Scripture doesn't give us much detail on the innkeeper. Maybe somewhere else in Scripture, I can't recall, but maybe this is where the only thing it says about the inn. There was no room for them in the inn. If you would allow to use our imagination for just a little bit, I'd like to think about the innkeeper for just a minute. Think about the setting and think about the time. Think about the busyness of what was going on at this time. Lots of people everywhere. Lots of people trying to obey the law, coming to Bethlehem to pay their taxes. Everybody concerned with paying their taxes. It's just a busy time. People everywhere. And Mary, expecting with child, looking for a place to rest, to lay down, and just thinking about that innkeeper a little bit and how he turned them away. My thoughts go to him, and again, we don't read this in Scripture, so it's just left to the imagination. But I I guess I put myself in that place. And I know he did what he felt he had to do. He was full. He had too many people there already, maybe, and he didn't have any room. But he turned Mary away. He turned Jesus away. And you could use the argument that he didn't know. He didn't know that Mary was expecting with the Messiah. I don't know if he did or not. More than likely he didn't. But he turned Mary away because the inn was full. Because there was no room. And would I have done any different in that situation? Probably not. But I try to liken that to my life. And the thing that's different about this is maybe he didn't know. Maybe he didn't know that it was Jesus that he was turning away. But I do know. I do know that there is a God. I do know that what he wants to do for me in my life. I do know what he can do. The inn was too full. And I have to ask the question, how many times has the Lord come by or stopped by to want to show me something? And I turned him away because there was just too much going on. Or because things were too full. And maybe this is not the best example to use, because there's no scripture here on the innkeeper. But he turned him away because the inn was too full. And I think, how many times has the Lord wanted to come by and pay me a special visit? And for whatever the reason, there just wasn't any room. Or there was just too much going on. Or I was just too busy. What kind of opportunities did I miss out on? I was reminded of that scripture. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. I will come into him. I will sup with him and he with me. We know the Lord is going to give opportunities. We know the Lord is going to come by and deal with and knock and want to have those conversations. But the opportunities with the innkeeper, it was only one opportunity he had. And again, my mind goes to him. If he would have let Mary in, what kind of stories could he have told? What kind of stories in the future could he have told? What kind of stories could he have told his friends, his children, his grandchildren, that I let Mary in, and guess what happened in my inn? Guess who I got to see? Guess who I got to be with? That didn't happen. But what am I missing out on if I allow myself to be too full with the things of this world and the things of life and the cares of life and all those things that we hear about from time to time, that when the Lord wants to do something special for me, when he wants to give me something, because What am I missing out on? Missed opportunities and no regrets. I feel like I've done a very poor job of relaying this the way the Lord gave it to me. I ask that the Lord bless these thoughts. We're going to, as I said in the beginning, we're going to live life, we're going to make mistakes, and we're going to look back, and we're going to see times in our life when I could have done something better. We're going to see times in our life when the Lord dealt with me on something. He brought me out of this place. He showed me what to do. And those are times that we can look back on our life and say, I wish I could have done something different there. So thank the Lord for those times. Again, I am not saying that we can come to a place where we can go through life and never have any more regrets and never have any missed opportunities, because those are the things that we learn from. But Lord, help me wherever I find myself today or tonight, that going forward, that I not have to look back on my life and say, what could I have done with Jesus? What could I have done? But instead, the thought that, what can I do? What can I do right here, right now? With what He wants to give me, when I come to service and I know He's here, what can I do right now in my life at this very moment in time? Lord, help us to take advantage of those times when the Lord comes by a specific minute of the day or a specific time frame, or when He drops something, a thought in your head that, hey, now would be a good time. Lord, help us not to push Him to the side. Again, thank the Lord for being faithful. We'll say, now. Now is the time. Now is the time. I want to encourage us, now is the time to hear, to listen, to attend to the Lord's voice. Now is, if you feel like the Lord is talking to you to move in a certain direction, take advantage of that opportunity. Seize that opportunity. If the Lord is telling you to be still in an area of your life, then be still. If the Lord is telling you, if He's knocking, to be let in, by all means, don't miss out on that opportunity. But even those of us who have an established walk with the Lord, I believe the Lord will continue to knock from time to time. I believe the Lord will continue. I don't think it's just a knock, I want to come into your heart and you can be saved and the burdens rolled away. But no, I believe the Lord's going to continue. Those of us who have an established relationship, as we continue through life, the Lord's going to continue to knock and to want to pay us a visit and give us instruction that we learn from and we can draw off of. And don't miss out on those opportunities. The burden tonight is that we not have to look back and see those times and recognize those times that I could have done something different. I could have done something that would have maybe helped or changed where I'm at today. Lord, help us to take advantage of all the opportunities, that we won't have missed opportunities, and that we won't do things purposely, or that we won't have those regrets. That the Lord will help us to seize those times, to take advantage of those times. Thank you for your prayers. I pray the Lord will bless this thought, and that He will bless this. Y'all pray for me.